This episode is brought to you by a very spooky Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. And this month's theme is skulls and bats. David, what can you get in a skulls and bats themed Loot Crate?
You can get an entry into the classic fraternity, Skulls, and about three Louisville Sluggers. One special Loot Crate will have one wrapped in barbed wire a la The Walking Dead.
Uh-huh. Lucille. Yeah, the other cool thing I heard is you get a page in the Necronomicon. That's basically the safest way to keep someone from uniting it. So yeah. They send it out to everybody via Loot Crate. They're actually doing a government service. So, you know, I mean, you're paying for the service of not having the dead rise again. So just think about that when you go to lootcrate.com/unpitchable and you use the coupon code unpitchable to save $3 on your order at that URL, or it won't work. Anyway, go get a Loot Crate or the Necronomicon will raise the dead, I think.
That's how that works. That checks out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What they said.
Welcome to the Unpeachable Podcast, a podcast about fake sequels and movie mashups based on your real-life movies.
Brought to you by Chekhov from Star Trek.
Yes.
Can you
one
please beat
Chekhov,
me up?
Two Chekhov. I'm David Johnson.
You sound like...
I'm Nick Keggy.
I'm Tim Catania. You sound like Count Chocula and... The late Chekhov. Great Anton Yelchin. Molotov cocktail. You sound like him and Count Chocula had a baby.
They did.
Word.
That's the secret the world's hiding from us.
Hey, so I got a question for you guys.
Little Anton Chocula.
What are you guys going for as Halloween?
David?
I don't know. Last year I went as Dad Bod Wolverine.
That's pretty good.
That was so great. I forgot about that.
I don't know. That's... I haven't really decided what I want to go as this year. I did see those neat, nifty masks that Tim sent me from the brand new album.
That'd be cool.
That makes me want to just dress up as that, but nobody would get it. So probably not that.
I usually wait till the last second to make my costume.
That's normally what I do.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to end up going as like, hey, I'm one of the kids from Stranger Things. Can't you tell by my hoodie and this bike I stole?
Like this set of 20-sided die that I carry around? Yeah.
And I keep screaming Demogorgon, so you should figure
it
out.
Last year I showed up in a pair of red a red polo and khakis and went as Jake from State Farm. Yep. But apparently so did everybody else who was overweight, so...
You're not wrong.
Jake from State Farm's Army?
Yeah, this year I was considering going as Jared from Subway. Or
no, should go. You,
he. I was kidding, man. You're gonna hate my movie then.
Oh Lord, Nick, come on.
All right, go. No, that's fine. Go on.
That's cool. Cool.
Make up another costume. Let's do this. Or I was considering going as Hobo Cop. Or
that'd be good.
Or Pastor Silly Graham.
Pastor Silly Graham is pretty... Well, you can't dress as a clown because the cops will shoot you. So you might consider that, even if you're holding a Bible.
Well, you know what I realized
is the creepiest
thing?
Especially if you're holding a Bible.
Imagine like someone in a priest outfit. I don't know, like, you know, that black shirt with the little white collar, and then they're dressed as a clown.
And just like yeah, no. It's going to be all black. And like
Father
like just
Silly
a
Graham.
Normal father, like, minister costume. But... down the front are just those big fluffy koosh ball buttons that
and
come
out and giant red,
nose.
Red shoes.
Yeah. And you got the little squirty flower.
Yeah. Yep. It's a rosary.
Your pocket square is the never ending handkerchief this time.
And when people come up to get communion, I squirt them in the face.
Yep.
Here's some Grapeco and a donut. So let's talk about that real quick. At my brother's wedding, they did communion. It was great. It was a beautiful wedding. Awesome time. They cut up a donut to do communion, and I was talking to him about how, like, Grapeco and donuts was probably the poorest man's communion possible. They had apple juice.
Pretty accurate.
But I don't know. I tried to convince him.
I thought, man, I was a little jealous because the fat kid in me was a little jealous that I didn't have donuts at my wedding.
Yeah,
it was a good idea.
Just so our listeners know, Josh had a wedding, and instead of like spending galore money, they had like really awesome coffee and donuts, and I was super jealous.
Yeah, it was very smart on their move. And then I think they took that money and they bought Minnesota. I'm not really sure.
They bought Minnesota.
That's where they're at. So you guys wanna do movies?
We probably
I'm down.
Should.
David,
this episode, if you can't tell, is
it's Halloween episode.
It's our Halloween episode. So we banded together and said we're gonna bring scary movies.
Boom! They're all scary. Always
yeah,
scary.
I mean, any of these, if they were to ever merge with reality, would be terrifying. So.
If you wake up one day and you see any of the movies we've made up, like in the newspaper.
Just know
read,
that the veil
is
parted.
Just know yeah. that we should have gotten paid.
Yeah, the veil between podcast and reality has gotten so thin only on Halloween that sometimes we can reach over and make something happen. So you might see a sci-fi film of ours coming here soon.
So, you know, I've kind of been bringing clown movies all week, so I decided I'm just going to get all this out of my system.
Month of the Clown.
On Halloween. So first what I'm going to do, I've got one that I'm bringing. It'll be the last one that I pitch, but I wanted to go ahead and get these other three out of the way. Cause after after I pitched my natural disaster clown theme movies, I came up with a few more. So, here they come. They each have a tagline. Clown soon. Let the laughter sweep you away.
Oh God.
Clown quake. Critics call it an 11.5 on the hilarity scale.
And, stupid.
Clown draft. These clowns are burning down the barriers of comedy.
I love it.
Yeah, that one's, you know, whatever.
No, I love it. All of them.
So, but
all
here's
keepers.
My actual movie. I've got just not really so much. I've got loose plot. So here it comes. My movie for this week is Friday the Clowneteen.
I will take it.
All right. When the camp counselors cared more about drugs and unprotected sex than they did about the campers, a visiting clown was brutally savaged by the cruel kids. Now he's out for revenge. Let's see who gets the last laugh at Friday the Clowneteen, now presented in Clownavision.
All right, so Clownavision is terrifying. Just the concept alone.
Everything just looks like cotton candy.
I was going to say, it's a set of 3D glasses, and it's just got that red nose attached to
you
it.
You know what? I think I like where you're going, but I think it's a VR headset, Nick. It's an augmented
in this
reality
day and age,
headset,
it's an Oculus Rift,
and
yes.
It changes blood into like flowing paths of ice cream, and like machetes look like, you know, a bouquet of flowers. It's just
I'm
like basically it alters
as long
reality.
As it's got the red nose. It has to have the red nose attached.
Oh yeah,
and,
for sure.
You know, okay. People's cries of
marketing.
Pain are just replaced by the. That's all you hear.
There's somebody who listens who's very afraid of clowns, who is ready for this month to be over.
Who hasn't been able to listen to this podcast for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a spoof on Friday the 13th, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So first, let's cast this bad boy. We need like two camp counselors and a clown.
All right. Jose Canseco is one.
Okay.
He plays a high school camp counselor.
Okay. I'd like to go ahead and insert Charlie Sheen in this.
Ooh.
All right.
That's a good
He's
point.
Crazy.
Time,
well, he's
guys.
On house
it's
arrest,
time.
So we'll shoot it in it's front of time. A green screen in his house.
All his scenes are done on a green screen.
He's just like, tiger blood. We're like, please, Charlie, just read the script. Goodness gracious. I'm winning right now. Okay, Charlie. Jeez.
Okay. All right. All right, so who's our clown?
I think Tim Curry. It's time for Dollar
Tim
Ride.
Curry is
dollar
the honorary
wise.
Clown and everything.
Yeah.
He's the all-time clowner back.
What? It's actually, it's somebody else, but it's Andy Serkis playing,
Tim, playing
Curry. Tim
Curry.
Yeah.
We mocked out Andy Serkis.
I really
he
like
does
the
idea the
perfect of Andy
Tim Curry.
I love the idea of Andy Serkis playing Tim Curry playing
yeah.
the clown.
We couldn't get Tim Curry because he has self-respect. So,
well,
I mean, not a lot,
the truth.
But some.
What we found out is because CGI has come so far along and Paul Walker's brothers got to play Paul Walker, now anybody can play anybody for a little
pretty
budget.
Much. That's very true.
I like that.
It's actually right. just it's just the mocap from Planet of the Apes. But we just put Tim Curry over it. Which, if you think about it, if you put Clown Tim Curry over the mocap from Planet of the Apes, that would be terrifying.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
That would be super scary.
If it moved like a gorilla or a chimpanzee, that would be the worst.
They're so fast and they climb so good.
Could you imagine a bunch of clowns just like skittering up a tree? Like, that would be the worst.
Beating his chest.
That one clown took down a helicopter.
That was amazing.
Let's just repeat Planet of the Apes with clowns.
Planet of the Clowns? Are we switching gears to Planet of the Clowns?
No, because no,
we're not. We'll do that one next week. That's fantastic.
We could. We'll do that next week. We'll just mix it in. It's fine.
Didn't I pitch Planet of the Clowns last week?
No.
No, you pitch. Well, no. No. Uh-uh.
No.
No, I talked about evolution from humans to apes back to humans. Never mind.
Yeah, you just put us right where we are.
That's right. I'm sorry.
It was like a snake eating its own tail.
Time is a flat circle. So is this podcast.
Yes, apparently. we can't escape it.
All right, so how do these kids like savage this clown? Like, what is he doing? The counselors are off like hitting baseballs. This Jose Canseco's hitting a baseball and Charlie Sheen's trying to off the baseball.
He's doing what Charlie Sheen
does. Well, let's not forget, Charlie Sheen was in that movie where he played a pitcher with glasses.
He did. He did Major League.
Major League.
All right. Well, that's the same guys.
Wild Thing was his name.
So you got Charlie Sheen, you got Jose Canseco, and the clown is there. Maybe this is like a camp for kids who, you know, instead of going to jail, it's kind of like Holes.
Okay.
So that's why
a baseball camp, though?
Yeah, they teach them to play baseball, and they you know, learn good work ethic, and, you know, it's kids who maybe just need a second chance.
Is this, like, the longest yard, but for baseball?
Sure. And
okay.
So maybe, like, the clown's there to, like, be, like, some sort of moral support and just kind of cheer the kids up. Maybe they had a rough week. They lost the game to the school of military baseball players, and the clown's there. And maybe the clown what does the clown do that causes them all to shank him? Because that's what happens.
What if he keeps squirting them in the face when they don't want to be squirted?
He keeps saying, "Man, this party is so lit." And then they're like, "Please stop. Please, sir. No one talks that way."
Honka honka, YOLO. Honka honka.
Honka honka.
I'm so hype right now.
Tubular. And then they stab him.
The one quiet kid in the corner like, "That's it.
I can't do it anymore." Stab, stab, stab.
I agree.
Stab, stab, okay, stab. Clown is dead. Charlie Sheen and Jose Canseco know that they should have been watching the kids, so they have to hide this body.
Oh, for sure.
They hide it on an Indian burial ground because they're in the middle of the woods. I mean, why not?
They're everywhere. Everywhere.
I'm not pro destroying Indian burial grounds, but it is a good way to get a poltergeist, so it's the most efficient way. Everyone knows that.
A poltergeist or to bring your dog back to life is one of the two.
Either one.
Hey, so let me ask you a quick question, because I'm trying to remember the original Friday the 13th. Isn't the killer the mom the whole time
is.
Now?
And
I just so confused.
Ever seen it.
You've never seen the original?
No.
Yo, that came out in like the 80s, like early 80s, and it was like the killer ended up being the mom, I think.
Oh.
And then at the end, like, the girl who, like, stops the mom from killing her is, like, in a canoe, and then Jason drowns her.
Yep.
Hmm.
And then that's, like, the beginning of Jason.
Yeah.
So. That's pretty bad.
It's, like, a pretty intense movie for, like, especially, like, in the 80s. Like, you know how right now superhero movies are a thing? Like, in the 80s, it was
Slasher
all about
flicks.
Them horror movies. Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry. I just had to make
no,
sure
you're
that
good.
I
that's a good point.
No.
So what you're saying is the clown mother.
Wait, so yeah, I was going to say, what if we like do Earth 2 where the Joker is actually Bruce Wayne's mom
and the Queen Clown?
Yeah, the Queen Clown. And so what if in this, like the little kid that dies because everybody's having sex, his dad is the clown?
What if Charlie Sheen did some PCP and he was the clown all along, but he didn't know it?
What if it's like Fight Club and Charlie Sheen thinks he's talking to a clown, but it's really just another personality?
What if?
Okay. That's probably true in real life right now.
That's probably that all the green screen cap that we did. There, Jose Canseco wasn't on site. Charlie just acted both parts.
I don't know if you've ever did both roles.
I've never seen Jose Canseco in real life. I've just heard about him because it's been Charlie Sheen all along.
It could have been.
I'm digging this. Okay, so we cast the clown. We cast the counselors. Do we want to cast the little kid? Can we make it
It's all the kids from Stranger Things. All of them.
I was going to go with adult Haley Joel Osment is what I was going to go with.
Okay. Yes. Adult Haley Joel Osment's beach ball head. Beach ball is more accurate. Just his head. We green screen him onto the little black kid from Stranger Things' body.
Yeah. Okay, I'm down. All right.
I like this.
He was my favorite.
I guess we need to figure out the plot.
Well, I mean, how is this clown going to kill a horror movie. Like, that's the thing.
Let's go through a couple of killings. Let's go through how we would kill people if we were a clown.
It is the Halloween episode. We do have to kill more than our average. So that's important.
So, David, if you were a clown, how would you kill Jose Canseco?
I would fill him up with helium.
Yes. So you say something about him having a big head or something, or he's full of hot air.
Yeah.
You fill him up with helium and he floats away, and then all you see is like a little sparkle when he leaves the atmosphere.
like a weather balloon.
Yeah.
All right. So with Jose Canseco out of the way, that leaves Charlie Sheen, but how do you kill
Charlie Sheen? You don't intervene when he ODs.
So true. You got him there. Okay, so obviously one of the counselors had a girlfriend. Girlfriend. No, you're good. Go ahead. What if?
I was just going to say, what if the clown convinces Charlie to deep fry his cocaine before he does a lot of it?
I like it.
Kills him for cardiac arrest. He turns into the hottest drug of all, deep fried things.
Deep fried Twinkies full of cocaine.
Yeah.
Deep fried things.
It's like the normally the cocaine brings him very close to death, like inches away from death. But the fried food is what pushes him over the edge. So his normal dosage would kill if he did any more, but the fried food is what pushes him.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
So I guess we need to have a third counselor who maybe kills the clown. And who's that third counselor going to be?
I think what is his name? Adam Devine from Workaholics.
He's perfect. Yeah.
Is he with the hair, or is he the funny guy who was in Pitch Perfect?
He's in Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
And Modern Family.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that guy's hilarious. That would be good. Yes. He probably doesn't mean to.
Oh, for sure. It's an accidental.
What if he home alones it and just leaves out some, like, what if he home alones it and just leaves out some, like, Hot Wheels and the clown slips and dies that way?
What if he traps him? I like that idea. He does that. The clown falls. He traps the clown in a go-kart, and it's driving very fast, all right?
Okay.
And he's got the clown, like, hanging off the back, and he's like, I just want to join you. He seems like a kind of guy who would want to murder. That's what I'm trying to say. I think that guy would want to murder.
Teach me your ways.
Oh, I get it.
I want to murder. Saw.
I like it.
Okay.
And that leads open the sequel.
Haley Joel Osment murders Adam Devine. The end.
Haley Joel Osment gets stabbed, and then everyone pays it forward. And that's the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's good. And then the guy from K-Pax, or whatever the heck it was called, is there.
That's Kevin Spacey.
Uh-huh. Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
He was in Pay It Forward.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Okay. I get it.
He was burned terribly, so you wouldn't remember, of course. The makeup was so good, you couldn't tell it was Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, he had a Scarface in there.
All right, David. Make that
30-second pitch, David.
Scariest thing about Halloween movies is there are no 30-second pitches.
Ooh,
so
it's
true.
A 2-hour pitch. It's even longer than our normal pitch.
It's a 3-hour reboot. All right,
Fat Jason 2, the reboot.
Fat Jason.
That's what you should have brought. Crap.
We all should have brought Fat Jason. Let's just pitch Fat Jason again.
Yeah.
So Charlie Sheen and Jose Canseco are working at a baseball camp. I don't know what Charlie Sheen's at this baseball camp, but
he's Wild Thing.
He has the community service he has to do. Let's be honest.
Oh yeah, he's a Gordon Bombay case.
Yeah.
Coach Wild Thing.
So they are supposed to be watching the kids at this clown show that this clown has been good enough to put on, and mm-hmm. they're like, they're fine. Like, whatever bad has happened when a clown has been present, and that's a little foreshadowing. So they walk off, and the clown just isn't hip. He's just making these awful references, and they're not funny, and the kids just have enough, and they stab him, as you would.
Can I append something to this real quick?
Yeah.
Can the quiet kid who finally snaps, like, does he know the commandments of clowns that we talked about in the last episode? And he uses them. He knows that the clown has to do all of the shows he can possibly do, and he lures him into a dark alley, and they murder him there. I just wanted to apply that.
Right, so the kids, they're tired of the clown breaking commandments. And they lure him out under a street light, and they murder the crap out of him. Charlie Sheen and Jose Canseco come back and find the body, and they're like, we can't go to prison.
Charlie, again. What do you normally do when you find a body? And Charlie's like, I got this. Don't worry about it.
Jose looks at him like, I'm looking at you for direction on this one, bud.
Yeah, I've killed a man, but I got away with it because I'm very extravagantly rich.
So Charlie's like, I got this, and they bury the body on an Indian mm-hmm. burial ground, and the clown comes back to life. He kills Jose Canseco and Charlie Sheen, as you do, and then he is chasing the third counselor, Adam Devine, and Adam has him has knocked him out and tied him to the back of a go-kart with a very, very, very long handkerchief. And he's
with his handkerchief.
Yeah, with his own handkerchief. As we know from the last movie, the handkerchiefs actually go inside the clown where a smaller yes. clown lives.
That it's bites very painful it. Hangs to on tight.
Pull a clown around by his handkerchief. internally, it just hurts.
We talked about that. Why?
So he's like, I just want to join you. And they murder Haley Joel Osment together. And okay. Everybody pays it forward.
Yeah.
The end.
They pay it forward. Cool. And that's the sequel. All right. So we're going to change recommends up slightly. We're just going to each recommend a horror movie or talk about a horror movie that we like. I'll go first if you guys want.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
So this is more of a comedy horror movie. It's actually less of a horror movie, and it kind of has a twist where it becomes one. But Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a great.
Is great.
That is a great movie. So basically, the premise is you've got these two hillbillies, two rednecks, and they are trying to fix up their cabin in the woods, and they give off a creepy vibe because people just have that stigma about rednecks, and I know a lot of rednecks who are nice people, but so they basically they're driving around and these teens think that they're murderers, and the whole film takes place over the concept that these guys are murdering people in the middle of the woods, and the teens basically just keep dying through ridiculous acts that aren't the guy's fault. So you should watch that movie. It's really good.
I don't know how to say his name. Alan Tudyk, I think. Tudyk.
Yeah, that's it.
From Firefly and
then
Dodge
it's got
Ball.
False Jack Black.
Yeah,
that's actually also
Tyler
accurate.
Labine, I think is his name, or yeah. Taylor Labine.
Both of them are really, really hilarious funny, in that really. Film. You should definitely give it a shot. And I'm going to throw another comedy one in there real quick that we didn't talk about. Shaun of the Dead is really good
yes.
if you've not seen it.
Shaun
it's a fantastic
right.
zombie movie. That it's the reason why I like that movie so much is it's not just funny. It also pays homage to a lot of zombie films.
They take it
seriously enough.
It's a good zombie movie.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it's one of those things where the balancing act to actually do that is probably very, very, very hard to not make it seem like Scary Movie or something. So I don't recommend Scary Movie. That's
yeah,
my not
recommend. I'd love to see like an early draft of Shaun of the Dead and how many times they honed it until they had it. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I bet that they spent a lot of time on it. Those guys are very funny. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
And Edgar
great.
Wright.
Yeah, Simon Pegg's really funny.
Edgar Wright, yes. So... All right, yeah. That's mine.
Cool.
Cool.
Nick,
I'll
what
run
you
up
got?
Second. Yeah, so my movie is Joyride, and it's got Paul Walker, Steve Zahn, and Lily Sobieski. And, like, fun fact, it was actually produced and written by J.J. Abrams back before he was popular.
Yep. I have not seen this film.
Okay, oh, so the premise of this film is, like, Paul Walker is, like, in college, and he is supposed to take a flight home. But he decides to, I guess at this point you can do this, he decides to cash in his plane ticket to buy a car and drive so that he can drive, like, a girl home also. And his brother, who's Steve Zahn, gets arrested. I don't remember why or how. But anyway, he bails him out, and Steve Zahn is, like, the goofy black sheep brother, which is exactly what Steve Zahn is in every movie.
Yeah.
And they install this CB radio for, like, $40 at a gas station. And they listen to, like, truck drivers chatter on the way home, and they find a truck driver. I think the name was Rusty Nail.
And I don't know. That might be right.
They pretend to be a woman named... They like, you know, everybody has a handle, like, on a CB radio. And so, like, there's a truck driver who named himself Rusty Nail. So they pretended to be a woman named Candy Cane. And they set up, like, a meeting with Rusty Nail at a motel. And they're in the motel. They say she's in room whatever. And there's nobody in there. It's like, or it's like a businessman is in that room. They think it's a funny prank.
Yeah.
And so they get the room next door so they can hear, like, the argument. And the trucker kills the guy in the room.
Okay. Don't tell me anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you anymore. But it sets up the most insane movie ever. And it's so great.
It's really okay. Fun. Joyride's great.
I need to watch it then. That sounds great.
It's pretty good. My movie is Cabin in the Woods. Have you guys seen that?
Such a good film.
Yeah.
That is a really, really fantastic film.
It's a Joss Whedon film. It actually came out, like, right before or right after the Avengers.
Yeah, it was a film that flew under the radar for a lot of people, but it was highly critically acclaimed. I remember, so when you watch this movie, just trust us. This is going to be very important if you haven't seen this film. First off, you know, we're talking horror movies, so most of these are rated R.
Yep.
For violence, language, everything. So just keep that in mind. But that film, just trust us. Like, I can't say anything about it.
No, you can't give it away at all. Like, it's hard to talk about.
The only thing I can say is, surprisingly, Chris Hemsworth is in it, and his role is great.
Yep.
Yeah, no, the whole...
There's a guy who kind of looks like Shane Murphy, who we've had on the show.
Okay.
He's very into bongs. Just trust us that this movie is more than it seems on the surface. The first 20 minutes are going to seem, even more, are going to seem pretty standard. But, you know, later in the show, as with everything Joss Whedon, it does not, you know, does not disappoint. So I would highly recommend you go watch that if you haven't, if you're into that kind of movie.
It's very good. The kind of, again, without spoiling anything, there's a secondary set of characters. And it's just, like, it's,
do you
want to
just, like, put a spoiler warning for the next, like, 3 minutes?
Nah. Okay. I was just going to say...
At the end, everybody dies eating a McRib.
Spoiler. All right.
The McDonald's in the woods.
It is a scary movie, but it also has, like, it's like a very dark comedy. And the wraparound characters that are secondary to the plot comedy, and they're really funny. Like, it's just, it's the darkest thing to laugh at, and it's just, it's really good.
It's also the ending of the film, which I won't talk about. The actual ending is how I've always wanted a film to end.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a film to end in just a spectacular, unreal, like, the audience wouldn't expect way. And it's really good. So just, watch that film.
Yeah. I'm going to try and pick it up this week, I think.
And if you've ever read the SCP wiki.
Yeah.
It's basically that. So I should go ahead and plug that. Google SCP wiki and just go to the it's like a writing what would you call it? Concept?
Almost, yeah.
And people basically write this government secret files and if you go to the top list and read them, they're super creepy and super awesome and it's great Halloween
it stands
reading.
For was it secure, contain, protect?
Yes. I think it's SCP
Wiki. I'm not kidding. I'm literally writing this down because I plan to Google this tonight.
Dude, I spent a lot of time reading. It's the SCP Foundation. It's scpwiki.net. I would recommend SCP-173. So if you Google that, It's absolutely terrifying. Yeah, that and the one with the clown.
I swear, if I Google 173 and it's like a picture of you with your shirt off, rubbing your nipple, I'm gonna be so.
I can never. You can never know, Nick. You'll never know till you look. That 173 and SCP-993, I recommend if you want to get a good scare. 993 is just terrifying, and it's clown based. If you have a fear of clowns, so just keep that in mind. That's it, I guess. Right.
That's it.
Yo.
All right.
Good recommends. I liked all of those,
Nick.
Yo, okay, so my movie, I guess you could say it's kind of like a sequel to David's movie, but not. So my movie is Freddy versus Jason versus Jared.
The greatest monster of all.
And my direction would be this. Okay, let's say that this is Freddy and Jason get arrested, right? Okay. Because they're killers. Okay. And they're still going at it, and they run, like, blocks in the prison, so that, like, there's a block that, like, Freddy runs, and there's a block that, like, Jason runs, and then Jared comes into prison, and that's all I got.
The fresh mile.
You're up.
I got it.
Yeah, eat fresh.
$5 machete.
Any.
Stupid. That was in my head, though. I'm glad you did that. So I think that, yeah, he kills them with a $5 footlong. Both of them.
Dad, who knew that a cold cut was all it would take?
It was probably so 30-second pitch.
An old tuna footlong.
Jared enters prison with a sweet onion chicken teriyaki, and I'm just kidding, go ahead.
And it's too delicious, and they can't resist. And somebody's like, please stop repping our brand. You're a terrible person.
all I can think of is
so nobody wants to cross the line tonight is what I'm guessing. So.
Yeah.
All right. So they're in the prison. Who plays? Let's take a moment to cast the characters. And I think that we should step outside. I mean, there's definitely. I think Robert Englund has always played Freddy, but until the most newest incarnation of that franchise. But let's cast like people that wouldn't normally be cast as these guys.
Okay. So I actually. So this is funny that you say that. So I'm just gonna go ahead and throw a movie I have out in the mix to throw together with this is based off Freddy and Jason. It is hold on, my phone is broken. Hold on.
You're a terrible person.
I'm trying
so hard.
Welcome,
Android.
So I have Freddy versus Jason, but in parentheses after Freddy is Freddy Prince Jr. versus Jason Segel. So good news is that's who could play those two characters.
I like that.
I feel like so Freddie Prinze Jr. could use the work.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is Freddie, and Jason Segel is Jason.
He's tall enough. He's definitely tall enough to be Jason, so.
I'm down.
And terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Tim, that's the best. That just made my whole night.
I didn't bring that one as my movie for tonight because I didn't have any plot whatsoever. So,
well, now we got it.
Yeah, I guess.
So let's, I guess...
Batman versus Superman versus Freddie Prinze Jr. versus Jason Segel. Go.
Versus Jared.
So who would my win? Thought process it's the ultimate Hunger is, Games.
Jared's pretty deplorable as a person, so I'm thinking, like, Freddie and Jason team up their blocks together to take down Jared, who is, like...
But he's more sandwich than man now. Is that safe to say?
Probably, yeah.
like a spiral.
I mean, this movie doesn't even have to be great. I just wanted to just really get.
I'm nine grain honey wheat. You can't hurt me.
his fists are just two big ham hocks. let's build this this meat monster.
That is Jared. Yes, Jared. So basically, Jared at this point is mostly sandwich underneath his clothes. So, like, the only thing he has is his face and, like, his giant pants and his hands.
I just pictured Jared running around prison with pants that are three times his size, like, just wearing them.
And he's got a power cable through them to hold them up.
So what if this is, like, Jared kind of has some superpowers? Okay, so what if Jared has some sort of magic and, so, like, his giant pants are, like, the tent in Harry Potter. And when everybody attacks him, he just folds up his pants and hides inside them. And it's, like, a massive
Maybe Jared thinks he has powers. He thinks he has powers, but I just changed it. Jason is played by Chris Hansen. And and most of the film is Chris Hansen punching Jared to death.
Down, all right, I'm down with that.
It's basically Oz, but with Chris Hansen punching Jared to death.
I'm okay with that.
I think that's the only safe thing we can do as a people.
Yeah, I told you guys that I didn't know if you guys would be able to
wait
to swing anything out of that.
Yeah, that's I mean, I don't know. Freddie Prinze Jr. was in it for a minute.
Cool. You want me to 30-second pitch that?
Sure.
All right. I'm okay with that movie not getting a full draft. So Freddy versus Jason versus Jared is about Jared entering the prison system where Jason and Freddy have been put after being captured. And Freddy is played by Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jason is played by Jason Segel. And they decide, because they've been battling, to team up together to fight Jared. And they kill Jared. The end.
The end.
The
$5.
Eat fresh.
Eat fresh. All right.
They whispered David. That in his ear before they beat him up. It's Tim.
Tim. Sorry. Tim.
Nick,
clean
could
up.
You head in the game? This is like 6 weeks in a row.
You're right. Clean up. Clean up, Tim.
Stop playing Egg Inc. on your phone.
I'm not playing anything on my phone.
I'm kidding.
It rains.
So I brought a movie. I have a bunch if this one does not work out.
Okay.
So the first movie I have on my list is Hellfrasier, like Hellraiser, but with Frasier.
Okay, I get it.
So
you're stupid.
I was just thinking it would be Hellraiser, but with Frasier and Niles. Yes, Niles.
I never saw Hellraiser, so I don't.
David, I haven't either. I read a lot about it. There's Cenobites.
Yep, Cenobites.
They go. They pick people.
Bites.
I know that dude has like acupuncture done on his face.
Yeah, Cinnabons.
Cinnabons.
They send the Cinnabons after Frasier.
Yeah. Basically, in Hellraiser, this dude is like hiding out in this attic. I think he's stolen some sort of artifact, and it turns out to be I forget what it's called in the movie, but it's basically
it's
cube
a puzzle
that
box.
Unleashes, huh?
It's a puzzle box of some kind, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle box, that's right. And it basically unleashes the Cenobites upon whoever, like, opens it. And they're just tortured to death, basically. I mean, that's essentially what
he loses his skin, for sure. So I was thinking Frasier.
For sure.
You know, we just alternate history Frasier. So he comes down from his...
Seattle. I mean, no, he's
from
Seattle.
From Cheers.
Yeah.
Wherever okay. Cheers takes place. Cheers, Washington, D.C. And he comes down to Seattle, and he finds this puzzle box, and he opens it, and it just tears the skin from his body. And that's Frasier.
Right.
And Frasier is now a skinless human being for the rest of the show.
I was going to try to sing the Frasier theme song with some sort of added Hellraiser, but I just can't. I can't do it.
Well, see, it's great because, like, I think the better hell would be that Frasier has to live in his apartment, and everyone that comes over, he has to feed the box or the box will kill him. So he has to sacrifice one person. And the comedy of the show is he can't stand his apartment getting messy, and it most definitely is going to get messy.
I think what happens is he wants to feed his dad very badly to this thing. He's sick of his dad freeloading. His dad and their assistant.
Daphne.
What was the assistant's name?
Daphne.
He's like, I want to get rid of you so much. This is ridiculous. I just want to eat. I just want. So in Hellraiser, he has to like eat people in order to rebuild himself, I believe.
Yes.
So yes. That's probably what's going on. It's just Frasier trying to lure people. I have other movies. If you can, I didn't have anything for this plot wise, really.
Let's go through these. What else you got?
Yeah, let's go through.
All right.
We'll just give like 30-second plots to all of them.
Okay. Well, we might stick on one. If we stick on one, we'll go with it. But I have Final Destination Treasure. Like Final Destination, but with a cast of National Treasure. That or Final Parks and Recreation. Either one is fine.
You're an idiot.
I like those.
I think National Treasure, them like having cheated death many times in National Treasure, is finally coming back to catch them.
Yep. What?
Are you going to go to the next one?
Yeah. What else? I'm sorry.
All right, I've got a play on Frankenstein called Prankenstein. This is original IP, and it's Frankenstein made of Jamie Kennedy and Ashton Kutcher's bodies.
Ashton Kennedy.
Yeah, I think that you could do a lot with that, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Frankenstein. Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, right.
I think definitely. Obviously, I mean, in the movie, the mob comes for the doctor and his creation. So, I mean, it's not too far off to believe that a mob of angry prank people,
angry celebrities,
that's exactly what the direction.
Frankie Muniz is going to kill them.
Why are you towing my car? I'm going to murder you. And this giant 7 foot tall, like Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Kennedy hybrid,
it's just
is
Ashton
like
Kutcher with Jamie Kennedy's red hair. That's all it is. Yeah. It's Ashton Kutcher as a ginger.
Like maybe they did all these pranks all through their lives. So maybe Frankie Muniz got mad and he arranged both of their deaths. He can't deal with pranksters. So they crashed into each other, and the only way to save them was to combine them in one body. That's a horror movie in and of itself.
I like it.
Imagine if you woke up and you had to be Jamie Kennedy. And you're Ashton Kutcher, and you're laying there, and you're like, I was in two and a half men. And now where am I? I am two men. Oh, no. And some of Frankie Muniz's foot. So two and a half men. He became two and a half men. All right.
Two men and a foot.
What else you got? What else you got?
This one's not good, but I'm going to read it anyway. The Silence of the National Lampoon's Vacation. So the Silence of the Lampoon Vacation, basically. So I was just thinking it could be Silence of the Lambs, but with what's his name from National Lampoon's Vacation?
Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase, yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Is he Hannibal?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right.
He's eating the kids. It happens. What else do I have here? This one's not good. Night of the Living Red Dawn. That was almost a generator.
I would watch that movie, though.
Think about it. Go ahead.
If Russia just like parachuted zombies into America first.
That's exactly
that would be
what I was
a really good movie.
I know.
Crap. That's Russia's next movie,
might,
dude.
You might save that.
No, man. I'm not saving nothing. I read it on air. That's the rule.
All right.
This is live to the internet.
I'm just being real. I'm bringing Happy Gilmore Girls back.
You can. That's fine. I already shut it down with my logic last episode. Don't worry about it. Okay. I have the Little Miss The Shining instead of Little Miss Sunshine.
That's funny.
And
I
also
like
Eternal Shining of the Spotless Mind. Either one of those is fine.
I like both of those.
I think that might be it for all of my horror movies. So pick one out of all of those that we could talk about for the next 5 minutes. Let's see. Wait, I may have more on here.
How do you say Super Freak backwards? Like Red Rum, but how do you say that? That's all I could think of for Little Miss Shining.
And these are all bad. Anyway,
man,
I'm glad I did 15.
Huh? I said, now I just want to go watch that movie.
Yeah, exactly. I think we have to combine all of those. We owe it to our listeners. Actually, I think we just need to kill off the cast of National Treasure.
Yeah, historically, though, like, how could we work history?
All right, I got an idea.
What if, like, Nicolas Cage is... Okay.
I got an idea. So what if Ben Franklin's spirit decides that he's sick of them stealing his artifacts, and so he just decides to kill them off one by one.
Okay.
They're stealing me artifacts.
Can I piggyback onto this?
Absolutely.
Go.
What if yes, but in order to kill them, or a way he's found to kill them, because he's spirit, he can't really affect physical things, is that he just whispers in Nicolas Cage is like a history like fanatic. So what if he's like whispering to him, like, you should recreate like historical deaths and visit them upon
God.
Like, I want to turn Nicolas Cage into the monster, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And he
yes.
just becomes fascinated
like
with
idea.
Killing people either with historical objects or in historical fashion.
Okay. So what would be like his first
thing?
When
you say that, are you meaning like he tells someone to go fly a kite in a lightning storm with a key on it? Or like What are you meaning by historical deaths? Like shooting Lincoln in a theater?
Yeah, like either that, like deaths that have happened in history.
Like, okay, okay.
Or historical fashion, like he runs over them with a horse and buggy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You pick. It doesn't matter. They're both. Just they have to die. I that's say the both. Only yeah. That's the only direction that Ben Franklin gave him. I don't care how you do it. Just kidding.
I think he's just like, look, I need you to go tip over the Lincoln Monument onto some people. That needs to happen like right now. Like, do that. All right, cool. Cool, Ben. Gotcha. The thing is, like, with Nicolas Cage, he's so close to murder all the time that it wouldn't take very much for him to go over the edge.
I'd agree with that.
Maybe he goes and he rewrites rewrites the Declaration of Independence so that he can murder. The forefathers said I was cool. It's in the Declaration of Independence. I wrote that on the Constitution.
All men are created equal, except for Nicolas Cage, who can murder anyone he likes.
He's a murderer fiend, and we respect him. Don't you touch him. He can do whatever he wants.
I'm down.
Maybe cool. Maybe Benjamin Franklin's like, hey, listen, I hid a treasure, and the only way to find it is to cut that guy open and read it.
What if Ben Franklin's like, the treasure's in her heart? And
you have to.
Nicolas Cage understand. Literally
the
rips
map
her
to the
heart
treasure
out.
Is it chiseled onto your ribs. I have to cut you
I
open.
I have to cut you open. And then he like covers them in ink and he rolls it on paper, and oh my god, it really was. The Masons, they did this. The Whoa. Masons. The Illuminati. Who would have guessed? National Treasure 7.
If I spill your blood over these Ten Commandments, it will point the way towards the Fountain of Youth.
The Fountain of Youth, which is full of blood. Cool.
Hey, can I just remind you guys a throwback real quick? At one point, we did a National Treasure movie where the Fountain of Youth was in Disney World.
Yep, that's where it is.
That's how he figured story. Out. It's a prequel.
I forgot all about that.
Zion figured it all out.
Yeah. Okay, that was a bad movie. 30-second pitch for all of those. Halloween episodes suck.
We kill some people.
We kill some people.
Slash, that's what we do with all of our movies.
Pretty much. Oh, man.
Welcome to the Murder Podcast.
Yeah.
You got a favorite celebrity you want to hear his murder? Send it in. The movie.
That's about right.
Send it in. All right, so... So, David, can you find us a listener suggestion?
Listener suggestion is Toy Gory.
Okay.
From John Catania. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you.
Hilarity and horror ensues as Chucky joins the cast and slices his dice and dices his way into your heart.
That's pretty good. I actually have the film Toy Story 4 Child's Play.
Okay.
On my list. So when I saw that, I was like, well, we'll just put those two together.
Yeah.
I like it.
So basically my synopsis was Andy's new toy has sinister motives and only Woody can stop him. So basically, I think it would be the cast of Toy Story trying to stop Chucky from murdering Andy and his family.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So there's lots you could do with that. Like, there's a snake in my boots. Into infinity and beyond. Please don't kill him. I'm Buzz Lightyear. I'm shooting you with my laser. Maybe they, like, reform Chucky. Look, Nick, I don't have time for you being a negative Nancy, Nick. I need you to get into the pitch factory, get on that treadmill that powers this thing, and start running.
All right, so I'm going to agree with everything you said, but what if instead of them reforming Chucky just turns all of them into killers? And that creates,
that's even the scariest thing. Now, Chucky has an army.
How would Mr. Potato Head kill someone? Just go with that.
He could.
He's the only one. Rearrange their face.
Oh my god, you're right.
we get into some body horror movie genre right there.
Oh man, that's terrifying.
You got
eyeballs
on your
hands. would be a strangler for sure with his pull string.
Yeah.
That'd be all over. They found Andy like strung up from the rafters by Woody's pull string. It's terrifying.
But also like, Woody's hanging next to him, so it's just like, what?
There's a snake in my boots. It's really creepy if you think about it that way.
Yeah, you just see the silhouette of
and his
Andy
head is
hanging,
just spinning.
And then Woody's body like being drawn back up by the tension. And it's like just a shadow. There's a snake in my boots. And he's going up. This is like,
Slinky Whoa. Dog was murdered in our last Toy Story, so he's not there.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right, who else is in Toy Story?
Rex. We got Rex the dinosaur.
I think is incompetent.
Jar Jar Binks kills everybody. He just by accident.
Yeah, I was thinking like maybe he like someone steps on his tail and they get tetanus. Oh, okay. That was unfortunate. The army men like crawl in your mouth and destroy you from the inside.
Oh, that's terrifying.
I know.
No. That's the okay. Fine. I was gonna say the barrel of the monkeys like,
either way, maybe they work together. That's terrifying. They the barrel of monkeys like go in and they come out with stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's real bad. Oh man.
Fair enough.
It's good that we're ruining Toy Story so good.
Yeah.
We have to.
I like that.
Someone has to. What's Buzz Lightyear do?
Shout out to John Catani for
We have one more very important character to talk about and ruin.
Go for it.
What does Buzz Lightyear do?
Nick is so done.
Nick has been done for 2 hours.
I haven't been done for 2 hours. I've been a part of this the whole time.
Buzz Lightyear.
No, wait. Nick has to do it. Prove you're a part of this, Nick. Tell us how Buzz Lightyear would murder somebody.
I've added to every movie tonight.
Nick, I know. I'm just messing with you.
Okay.
Buzz Lightyear. Definitely. I mean, he's obsessed with flying, so he's got to like push somebody like out of a window.
Maybe. I was thinking maybe his wings open up in such a way that would be bad for you.
Like, throat or something.
Yeah.
What if he keeps trying to build jetpacks for people and he like puts them on them while they're sleeping and launches them into space every like multiple times?
He's trying to hone his jetpack.
Maybe he's the only one who won't go back.
You know, he starts with Andy's little sister. I'm like, boom, she's gone. And then, like, she gets into the atmosphere and she explodes. And he's like, oh, well, I used, like, too much whatever.
He's like, he's the mad scientist. He's less murderer, more mad scientist.
And then Andy's mom's boyfriend, who comes in, you know, she found him on Tinder. Like, he's there. And so Buzz is like, oh, I don't really care what happens. So he launches the boyfriend out. And then, he explodes.
You just gave me some plot with that.
Okay, go for it.
Let's just think about it. All right, so Andy gets this new toy, right? And then
where are we going with this?
The boyfriend is like kind of an alcoholic and bad influence, and Andy hates him. And he talks to his toys about how much he hates him. And maybe Woody recruits Chucky to come help them murder this fool.
Oh yeah, I forgot Chucky was even there.
They get a taste for the blood. And they can't stop.
And then from there they just can't stop and they just like roam the country.
Just killing off bad people.
Going like getting
it's like the best of both worlds. Like we're gonna purge the world of bad people by killing them.
They spare Sid though.
They're the toy and glorious bastards.
Maybe Sid grew up and he starts putting it together.
Yeah.
Like he's a detective. He's been watching these toys ever since.
He turned his life around when he joined the military. Alright, I think that's all we got for that film.
Yeah.
David's gonna have to cut out a good third of that, but that's okay.
No, I'm okay with that.
David's not cutting anything out. Who are we kidding?
Yeah. So hey, I just wanted to thank our listeners for listening tonight. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Give us a shout out on there. Let us know if you got a movie. David, what's the website they can check out, and what's our email address?
If you want to send us a movie, you can send it to movies@unpitchablepodcast.com. That's movies@unpitchablepodcast.com. If you visit our website, www.unpitchablepodcast.com. If you're on your phone, we have a way for you to submit mobily. And if you're not on your phone, there's just a mail to link on our site. And there's also a movie generator that Tim built that you can click and come up with your own movies. You can be us. You could replace us in your life and just be like, I want to listen to Unpitchable, or I could just go play
you don't
the
need
generator
us.
For 15
Trust
minutes
me.
And it'll be
honestly,
just the
same if you
thing.
Have 45 seconds, go to the movie generator, find a movie, copy and paste it, and email it to us, and then you can get on air. It's that simple.
Yeah. We'd love to have your submissions. Also, I don't know if Nick said this already, but rate and subscribe on iTunes if you wouldn't mind. That's super important, and it really helps us. And if you rate and let us know what you think, you know that's important too. If you hate it,
for every time you rate us, we'll come up with a Fast and Furious movie.
Well, that's already going to happen.
Yeah,
there's no stopping it. There's no, we might not do a Fast and the Furious movie if you rate us. How about that? We'll free you from the cycle. We live our lives one Fast and the Furious movie at a time.
That's how we stave off the apocalypse, is by pitching Fast and Furious sequels.
It's the only way. All right.
We did it.
We did it, guys.
Good deal. So,
happy Halloween, peeps. Stay safe out there. Don't eat any razor blades. Or do. I don't know. Do your own thing.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
If you want to eat a razor blade, we're not going to stop you.
Yeah.
We're not going to stop you. All right. Hey, so until next time, I'm Nick Keggy.
I'm David Johnson.
I'm Spooky Tim Catania. Let's
get pitched or die trying.
Get pitched or die trying and then come back from the dead as a zombie. He ate a little too fresh. Yeah, you could probably cut that out. I give that episode a 4 out of 10.